content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Demi Arsenault from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Line Magazine. For the next 30 minutes, I'll be reading to you from the summer 2024 issue of Line Magazine. We'll begin with an article from our Global Service column, and it's from Peru, entitled Healthy Foods for Stronger Children. Lions provide nutritious food and counseling. In Lima, Peru, the Nuevo Milenio Lions stepped in to help when they learned that children in their community were silently suffering from the effects of extreme poverty and malnutrition. A preschool teacher in the town of Cielito Azul Payet, where families have limited access to education and health care, informed the Lions about the prevalence of anemia in her young students and asked if they might help getting nutritious food for them. Lions learned that about 40 children under age 3 were generally anemic, a disease of low iron blood generally caused by hunger and malnutrition. Soon after, the club began a service project, Healthy Breakfasts for Children from Pronoi, which is the program for children aged 0 to 3 years old. Providing nutritious food so children could maintain a balanced diet. Under the leadership of their club president, they worked with the Educational Management Unit of North Lima, also known as UGEL, spelled U-G-E-L, also nutritionists and the Association of Teachers and Parents to coordinate and organize the project. With the help of community members in Pronoi, they were able to distribute food and healthy breakfasts 3 times a week. The parents actively worked on preparing the breakfasts and also received nutritional knowledge that they used at home, which helped the project to be successful, said Lion Beatrice Untiveros. 9 months after the program began, the children's blood tests showed overwhelmingly positive results. Lions learned that 98% of the children improved their health and were no longer anemic. This club's project has been ongoing for 2 years, and it is expected to continue with children now receiving a healthy breakfast every day. We hope it continues, said Untiveros, but we also hope that parents acquire nutritional knowledge and that through productive workshops they can become self-sufficient in their own food. The Nuevo Lions received a 2023 to 2024 Kindness Matters Service Award, given annually to select Lions and Leos clubs, and their dedication attracted the attention of community members, local media, schools, and teachers. In addition, Untiveros said, families recognized how Lions are caring for their communities. And now we're going to move over to a few of our featured articles, beginning with an article entitled Dancing in the Dark, Visually Impaired Dancers Connect Through Movement. For the students in the Haddonfield Lions Ballroom dance classes, the first lesson is very important. Leave your troubles at the door and take your smile to the dance floor. Dancing is a time to relax and have fun, said dance student Mimit Kaur. There's no time to think about your day or anything else. You're too busy thinking about your steps. Kaur, who is 27 years old, has been blind since birth, but that hasn't stopped her from learning to ballroom dance. For 10 weeks in the spring and 10 in the fall, she and other blind and visually impaired adults in Haddonfield, New Jersey area learned to waltz, foxtrot, tango, and meringue, all thanks to their local Lions. The first steps. Lion Joe Murphy, a self-described dance fanatic, came up with the idea for his club to provide specialized dance classes after a guest speaker at a Lions Club meeting told them about her 2 blind sons and how she wanted them to enjoy life and to thrive. New to the club, Murphy thought, well, I don't know anything about Lions yet, but I do know something about dance. And if you want to enjoy life, there's nothing that beats dancing. a ballroom dancer since 1998, he shared his idea with fellow Lions and then reached out to Best Work Industries for the Blind, a nonprofit corporation in nearby Cherry Hill that provides training and employment for the blind. They helped him connect with employees interested in dancing. Unsolicited financial support came in from private donors to start the program, and more generosity from others followed. Grace Episcopal Church in Haddonfield offered their social space with a wooden floor perfect for dancing. The Lions volunteered to provide and serve refreshments at every class, and 25 to 30 volunteers, many of them Lions, signed up to drive the students to and from class. Jean LaPierre, a dance professor at Rowan University and the owner of LaPierre Dance in nearby Glassboro, New Jersey, offered to teach the classes for free. A professional dancer for 34 years, he founded the nonprofit, A Dance for a Better You, in 2015 to bring ballroom dancing to adults with special needs. Murphy and LaPierre also offered a workshop so other dance instructors could learn how to teach the visually impaired. Many attended, and three come to class every week to assist LaPierre. Making connections. With all the pieces in place, Murphy welcomed his first seven students to the dance floor in May of 2023, and 1 year later, weekly attendance was up to 15 or more. Every class begins with students and a teacher in a circle on the dance floor, holding hands and moving to the music. According to LaPierre, this friendship circle creates a community of people who share a common goal, gain social skills, and build the mind and body coordination. It also helps them connect and feel the movement, hear the beat, shift their body weight, and follow verbal directions. From there, they form pairs to dance. Not only is dancing fun and good for your physical health in many ways, such as aiding in memory development, reducing depression, and relieving stress, it also builds camaraderie, said LaPierre. It provides an opportunity for people like Patty Cole, who's 65 years old, to get out of the house for an evening. Cole, who had retinitis pigmentosa and has lost most of her sight, stays active by taking a walk every day. A woman along her route told her about the classes, and now in her third trimester of ballroom dance, Cole said, "I always wanted to learn to dance. Now we're learning together. It's fun, and the teacher is excellent." Understanding challenges. The class schedule from 5:30 to 6:15 p.m. in early spring and early fall was purposefully chosen to accommodate not only the visually impaired, but also the volunteer drivers who prefer not to be out at night. Murphy says the transportation has been key to drawing students. "I didn't know if I would have joined the class if they didn't provide rides," says Cower, a social worker for the Camden County Health Department. "It would have made it more difficult for me. Lions not only help build up this population, but they also understand some of the challenges that people who are blind and visually impaired face. I appreciate that." Among those challenges is just getting out there. "Ballroom dance is a great opportunity to try something different," said Cole. "You can meet new people, and it takes you out of your comfort zone. I've never been a good dancer, but I think it's a great program." From the beginning, Lions wanted more than a program for the people in their community, said Murphy. "We wanted a sustainable program that could be replicated by other Lion clubs to see the blind and visually impaired enjoying a healthy pastime. That's what I get out of it." One evening, Murphy asked a dancer, a blind man from Philadelphia, what he would be doing that evening if he wasn't at dance class. "I would be home alone," the man responded. Said Murphy later, "You can't ballroom dance alone." Our next feature article is Answering the Call. Lion doctors provide life-saving roadside service. When a crash left two people seriously injured on a roadway in Dharan, eastern Nepal, in early 2024, it was not emergency professionals or firefighters who jumped into action to save lives, but rather a group of lion doctors that happened to be passing through at the right time. A couple of tourists visiting from India were sightseeing via motorcycle when they skidded off the roadway. A group of lions came upon the harrowing scene. Two individuals lay seriously injured and bleeding in the middle of the road, and their bodies bearing the weight of multiple fractures, including those of the temporomandibular joint, tibia, and fibula, said Leo Lion Dr. Shubham Kumar Agrawal. Dr. Agrawal, along with Dr. Shravan Kumar Mandel, Dr. Rahul Roshan, and Dr. Madhusudan Madhav, members of the Lions Club of the Dharan Gopa United, were traveling to Golconda for a day of relaxation and preparation for an upcoming health camp aimed to address critical issues like obesity, diabetes, hypertension, visual problems, oral health, and cervical cancer in a remote village under Lions Club of Dharan Gopa United's Lions Doctors on Doors Mobile Health Clinic project. The doctors noticed the emergency ahead and, with time ticking away and the lives of the injured hanging in the balance, jumped in to help without hesitation. As every agonizing minute passed with poor networked connectivity and no sign of an ambulance, the doctors remained steadfast in their commitment to saving these lives. They provided first aid to stop the bleeding, stabilized dislocated body parts, and took measures to prevent further injuries. Once the victims were in relatively stable condition, the Lions attempted to flag down passing vehicles to help transport the injured to the nearest medical center. Unfortunately, no one stopped. More than an hour later, a group of police officers arrived and rushed the injured civilians to the BP Kerala Institute of Health Sciences, where they received life-saving medical care they required. While the doctors were relieved the victims could finally be treated, they were disheartened by the lack of empathy and willingness to help the bystanders on the roadway during the emergency. The group hopes that their story will inspire others to step up in the face of crisis and offer whatever help they can. At Lions International, we often say, where there is a need, there is a lion. And this event is a true representation of that statement, said Dr. Agrawal. Let us learn the importance of swift and selfless action in times of crisis, the value of compassion and solidarity, and the profound impact that even small acts of kindness can have on the lives of others. And my apologies if I pronounced any of those names wrong. And our next article, titled Make Your Mark, lets us get to know the new international president a little bit better. Everywhere we serve, every time we give, we bring kindness and compassion, change and hope. And we make our mark on the lives we touch, the communities we serve, and the world we share. Ask Fabricio Oliveira about his native Brazil, and he'll tell you it's the lungs of the world, an evergreen canopy rimmed in turquoise shoreline. He's from a small municipality there, the son of a fabric merchant with entrepreneurial vigor in his blood. By the age of 18, Fabricio was already part of the family business. He would focus on his studies during the week and travel dutifully for work over the weekends. For such a young man, Fabricio was driven and focused on results. "I've always done things early," he recalls with a smile. At just 22 years old, the spirited entrepreneur became a happily married man. He and his wife, Amariles, had both grown up in the village of Catole de Rocha, where, despite the region's tropical climate, Fabricio Oliveira was proving to be a man for all seasons. He was already having professional success. He had a number of business deals under his belt and more on the table. He was experiencing civic success. He had received several appointments to public office. Yet something was missing for Fabrizio until one evening in 1985. At the time, Fabrizio and Amarilis were part of a group of friends who would gather on weekends for different social events. Some of these friends were already Lions members, and before long, they asked the Olivieras to join their local club. "We couldn't say no," he admits. "These were our close friends, and I saw something special in Lions, and an opportunity to give back to the community that had been so good to me." It was a gesture as simple as an invitation that brought Fabrizio Oliveira and his wife to the Lions once and for all. "So I became a Lion, and that's how everything started," Fabrizio recollects. The call had been answered, a commitment to service set in motion. Now it was time for the man from Cotole de Rocha to take what he'd learned so far from life and apply it to a new kind of work, his work as a Lion. The art of proactive positivity. "We have natural beauty," Fabrizio says of Brazil, "and it's extraordinary. But years ago, when he was becoming a Lion, there were areas within his hometown struggling to get clean, usable water. So Fabrizio and his club took action. His very first service project focused on the fundraising required to purchase the handmade ceramic filters needed to deliver fresh water to these local areas in need. These devices brought more than fresh water to these communities. They brought health, well-being, and happiness to the children and families who desperately needed it." "It was phenomenal," Fabrizio remembers. "We saw the joy and the smiles they had when we brought the equipment. I really understood just how powerful service could be and just how important we are as Lions." And from that moment, there was no turning back, only forward momentum. It was as if the gift of service had found him and not the other way around. As a Lion, Fabrizio puts his life experience and business expertise into practice every day, and he finds that he gets as much as he gives. "I learned a lot, and I am still learning," he says. "Lions is my second university." But for the man from Cotole de Rocha, Lions have become a second family, too, a global family with such incredible potential and rare positivity that he cherishes, a family that he is honored to lead by proactive example. Lions have made such a big difference in so many communities and in so many lives, including my own. That's why Fabrizio wants to focus on inviting new members and starting new clubs so even more people can experience the same satisfaction and the same sense of purpose that he has. Fabrizio Oliveira will always be a Lion, and he will always think like an entrepreneur. That's why he believes that initiative comes to those who take it, that we not only have the power to achieve great things, but we also have the responsibility to achieve great things. And when we apply our talents and skills to transforming our communities, we can leave a lasting mark, our mark, on the world. Make your mark. There's a leader inside every Lion. And leaders know that through collective action and individual commitment, we can inspire and empower whole communities, making them stronger and healthier than ever before, and making our mark in the process. As leaders, we unite people through our clubs and in our mission of service. We foster collaboration so we can do what others say can't be done. We embrace innovation so we can bring our bold service vision to life. We give caring people the chance to serve with us so they can lead with us as Lions. And with every new member we bring, we make our mark on the future of service. Together, we reach out to the people who need us. We amplify voices that would otherwise go unheard. We change lives in ways that only Lions can. And with every life we touch, with every community we serve, we make a mark that will endure and will never be forgotten. We can make it a reality. Making our mark together. every day provides us with a chance to make our mark as Lions, so take action. Consider these global priorities and how we can all support them to help strengthen Lions and the communities we serve. Grow to give more. As the need for service grows, we need to grow too. Let's invite new members and charter new clubs so we can meet our Mission 1.5 goal, bringing more Lions and more service to our communities as we work towards serving 1 billion people around the world. Be stronger together. Our global foundation works to support our service so we can bring lasting change to the world. So let's support LCIF to ensure that we're ready to serve together whenever and wherever we're needed. Take the next step. Let's embrace our leadership potential to grow our clubs and our service, and to grow as Lions and leaders. Look for new opportunities within your club and community to lead our service forward. And finally, capture your community's imagination. Our work as Lions is extraordinary. Great marketing and public relations can help you tell your story and capture the attention and imagination of your community. So promote your service to inspire others to join us as Lions. Next, we're going to move over to our LCIF department, our LCIF feature department. And the article is titled, A Path to Restoration, LCIF's Response to Japan's Noto Earthquake. On January 1st, 2024, a massive earthquake ripped through the Noto Peninsula of Ishikawa Prefecture in Japan. This earthquake had a moment magnitude of 7.5 and a focal depth of 10 kilometers or 6.2 miles, resulting in a massive trail of destruction that included 245 confirmed deaths and 1,298 injuries. At least 89,666 structures were damaged, including over 76,000 houses, leaving families stranded without a roof over their heads. People were forced to live in evacuation shelters for months, and thousands of households went without running water. This is the most devastating earthquake we've seen in this area in 8 years. Thousands of people's lives were torn apart from this catastrophe, said Lion Norio Kataoka of Kanazawa Kikutsui Lions Club and Zone Chair of Shigeru Sugimoto. This record-breaking disaster is the deadliest earthquake in Japan since 2016, when the Kumamoto earthquakes and the largest earthquake to strike Ishikawa since at least 1885. After seeing how many lives this earthquake impacted, Lions quickly took action. Lions Club's International Foundation, also known as LCIF, awarded $200,000 U.S. dollars to Lions in Japan for disaster relief, and an LCIF rescue committee was established. Lions used their LCIF grant to support the immediate needs of affected families. They distributed sanitary items, disposable heating pads, cardboard beds, water, bags of wash-free rice, vegetable juice, sandbags, oral hygiene products, and diapers. However, providing these supplies was not easy. The roads leading to the affected region were difficult for Lions to navigate, as the already narrow streets were cluttered with debris from collapsed houses. With transportation posing a formidable challenge, Lions purchased 8 mini trucks to reach as many people as possible. Beyond these essentials, the grant also purchased tents for the Lions to use as outdoor soup kitchens, where people could come together for a warm meal and mutual support. These heartfelt initiatives were made in an effort to restore a sense of normalcy and connection among the victims whose lives were disrupted. It is hard to describe the fear and confusion that comes with a terrible disaster like this one, but we are resilient, and together we will rebuild, said District Governor Susumu Kowaidi of District 334D. We are so grateful to LCIF for helping us through this tragic event. They are restoring the hope everyone thought that they had lost. Even under the toughest conditions, Lions are committed to helping communities recover from disaster with hope. LCIF disaster relief grants enable Lions to look beyond the chaos of these catastrophes and focus on impactful community service. As the only global foundation serving Lions, LCIF is grateful to be able to provide a variety of grant opportunities to support different phases of disaster relief efforts made possible by the generous contributions of donors worldwide. When disasters strike, Lions are among the first to respond to the needs of the people impacted, 2023-24 LCIF Chairperson Brian Sheehan said. Our members live and work in the region and will remain poised to help communities and continue to rebuild long after this tragedy. LCIF is proud to be able to support their efforts. And you can learn more about LCIF disaster relief grants by going to lcif.org/disaster-grants. And again, that was lcif.org/disaster-grants. And we'll wrap this up today with a shelter of strength, the Lagos Childhood Cancer Caregiver Home. The Federal Medical Center, also known as the FMC, in Lagos is one of Nigeria's premier hospitals for treating childhood cancer. Many parents and caregivers travel from across Nigeria to seek treatment here. According to past District Governor PDG Kema Benedicta Ashibowagu, many children diagnosed with cancer come from outside Lagos State and do not have relatives or friends to stay with during treatment and diagnosis. Often, even when cancer is identified and could be operated on to save a child, parents or caregivers end up abandoning treatment and leaving the hospital due to the uncomfortable living conditions they face, such as staying in car parks or along corridors for days without bathing. These unfortunate circumstances led to avoidable child deaths. During a visit with Lions, PDG Ashibowagu asked about the children's most urgent need. Professor Edemisan Otemiye of the Department of Pediatrics, College of Medicine, University of Lagos, mentioned the essential need for a caregiver home. The facility would lower the death rate, ensure proper care for the children, and offer their caregivers a safe place to stay. PDG Ashibowagu, the chief grant administrator for this project, was surprised that such a simple intervention could make such a difference. Following this visit, Lions in District 404B1 decided they could put an end to some of these preventable deaths through grant funding. They received a $147,038 U.S. dollar childhood cancer grant from the Lions Club's International Foundation to construct a fair caregiver facility with 22 en-suite rooms, ensuring a comfortable stay for the children and their families. And unfortunately, we don't have time to finish that article because we've run out of time for today's episode of Lion Magazine. But please be sure to join in next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Demi Arsenault for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. Lion Magazine is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening.